This is The Takeaway. I'm Catherine Lanfer.
And I'm Farai Chidea. For the past 9 days, people have taken some very, very intriguing approaches to what can be done to honor America's fallen military members. It's Memorial Day, of course, but volunteers at Riverside National Cemetery in California have been reading the names of 148,000 fallen soldiers and vets that are interred at the cemetery. It's an unbroken roll call with volunteers reading day and night. One of them is Gwendolyn Goodlett. She is a retired computer operator for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and she's also a widow of the Vietnam War veteran. She was one of 500 volunteers who read names at the cemetery, and she's with us. Good morning, Gwendolyn.
Good morning.
So why'd you decide to take part in the reading? And tell us a little bit about your husband and his service.
My husband, he retired as a sergeant first class from the U.S. Army. He retired over in Germany. We were stationed in Germany at the time that he retired, and we stayed over there. He worked for the Army as a club manager, and then he was a PX manager. And, of course, at that time, I was working for the Army, for the Corps of Engineers, and we just stayed over there in Germany for 23 years.
And I understand you were married for 42 years.
We were married 42 years,
and,
yes.
And you read his name.
They let me dedicate. They let us all of the readers were given a chance to dedicate to a family member or a friend, whoever we wanted to, before we started reading the names. And I dedicated his name the first time. The second time I dedicated a Efren Rivera for a very dear friend of mine.
Well, and when you did this reading, who were you with? What kind of people came out as you were doing this long vigil?
Well, my first partner was Mr. Salazar. He was the first partner, a very nice gentleman. And he had been in Vietnam during the time that my husband was there, but they never met. They were both in Vietnam during 67, 68, 69. And the rest of the people that I met were all wonderful people. We all had the same feeling. You could look in the eyes and tell that we all were there for the same purpose. And like my feelings were, I was very proud and sad to be one of the 500 volunteers participating in the roll call.
Was there anyone there who was speaking up for someone who was killed in the line of duty, say in Iraq?
Well, no, we didn't discuss that. Mr. Farah said he had many friends, and like my husband had many friends, and I do know he lost a lot of his friends over there, but that was not discussed.
Do you think people take the memorial in Memorial Day seriously now?
Some people. Quite a few, especially the family members. And then the different organizations are out there trying to remember the fallen ones. And
right.
I can't speak for everybody, but the majority of the people are honoring the military.
Well, I want to thank you so much. And we have been speaking with Gwendolyn Goodlett, who is a retired computer operator for the Army Corps of Engineers. Her husband, who was passed on, was a Vietnam veteran, and she was part of a long vigil to honor 148,000 fallen soldiers.